Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7, and we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. And to everybody who's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, we want to give you a big shout-out and say thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that goes out especially for our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheel men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also goes out to our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail out there, here, there, and everywhere, and all the packages they have and all that good stuff. And don't forget our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse people, thank you very much, and our Amazon drivers who we hear from all the time during the course of the show. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler, and we're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter. Find us over there, Captain's America. That's Captain's America. That's how you find us. And our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out. Our podcast is over there. We have a lot of things over there that you can partake in viewing, and a lot of our stuff from the show is over there. Our sponsors all have little links and whatnot over there, too. So take advantage of it and see what you think. See what you think. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, here he is, joining us from the far western part of the United States, none other than the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
You are out there in the far reaches of the western part of the United States.
Into the future.
All righty. Now, what's temperature out there?
Well, right now it's actually been a little bit chilly today, Captain, as the storm moved out. It's about 49 degrees right now.
Oh, well, come on down. It's, let's see, 71 degrees right here, right now.
Wow, that's significantly different.
Yep. Come on down. Yep, it's going to be 80 degrees again today, or maybe a little warmer than that. It's been in the 80s for the past couple of days, and I'll take it. Thank you very much. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words along the way, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, gosh, where do you start? Where do you start? We had quite a conversation during hour four of yesterday's show. I'm going to pick up on that a little bit here in a little while with you, Kyle. Donald Trump is picking fights with the wrong people. He went after Ron DeSantis yesterday. He also went after people in the state of Texas. And you don't mess with the people in the red states if you want to keep that support. And we're going to get into that. And did you hear what he did? I guess you probably did.
Well, I know what he talked about, Governor DeSantis saying it would be, quote, very disloyal, unquote, for DeSantis to look into running for the presidency, perhaps.
Has he said one word about running for the presidency?
No, of course not.
Thank you. So therefore, somebody's firing smoke, maybe not necessarily out of where it's supposed to be. I'll just be polite in that respect. So, you know, but he's always got to be the center of attention, and he's costing himself votes right now. Donald Trump is costing himself votes. He's got to back off this, and if he doesn't, he won't get elected in his own home state.
Well, I think it would be very difficult for him to have a serious run at the primaries as
That's
a result
right.
of that. Yeah, Trump was a phenomenon in 2016, and
yep.
he was able to ride that. But today's a different day.
It is. Now, we're also going to talk about the Twitter employees who are expected to testify next week in front of the House Oversight Committee and what they will have to offer, including the possibility of Hunter Biden being involved in all of this. Of course, he is anyway because of his laptop, right?
Right.
But does Hunter fit into the document scandal? Well, maybe.
Well, one of the things that they're looking into right now, Captain, is some of the content of those emails might match up with some of the documents thought to be at the Biden residence there. So that would be a very interesting connection, to be sure.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, we've got some things to mention here. Ilhan Omar has got some Republicans coming to her defense to keep her on the Intel committee. You got to be kidding me.
I can't imagine in a million billion years where you'd want to have Ilhan Omar on the Intelligence Committee, Captain. And only because of the things that she said, the way she comports herself, there's just a lot of raises your eyebrow, to say the least.
All right, hold that thought, because we're going to come back and raise some eyebrows when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Tuesday morning, and that means it's Have Lunch with the Captain Day over at Mission Barbecue. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Can't wait for lunch. I've already got an appetite. Just thinking about it. All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product that I personally take and have taken for over 9 years. The reason I take it is because it works. Now, if you're struggling with back pain or neck pain or elbow pain or shoulder pain or hip pain or knee pain or leg pain or ankle pain or foot pain, whatever you're struggling with, you need to try the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor and see if it'll work for you like it has for millions of other people. Now, I can tell you that when I first started to take this and heard about it, I had no idea what was going to happen. I was taking stuff that didn't make me feel good, and sometimes I'd have an upset stomach, sometimes I'd have a headache, sometimes I just was so tired I didn't know if I could even go the next 100 miles or whatever was going on. But the thing of it is I got rid of it once I heard about Relief Factor. And I went on to an all-natural product, no drugs at all in Relief Factor. And that's because the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help your body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is a major cause of pain. Now, it lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you're having by going right straight to the source. And it can do a couple of different things at one time. Let's say your elbow hurts and let's say your shoulder hurts. Well, guess what? It can help you in both areas. Maybe you'll throw your hip into the area there, too, and that'll also take care of that. But it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in, and it'll make you feel a whole heck of a lot better, a lot sooner than some of the other products will. So, give it a try. The 1995 3-week quick start by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, give it a try, see if it works for you. If it does, you're on the right track, and you're on the track of being pain-free. And Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Boy, is that ever true. Relieffactor.com/captain, 1995. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, Kyle, we just talked about Hunter Biden, and I threw it out there about, obviously, the laptop and all that sort of stuff. We know all about that. But and you mentioned that some of the bylines here parallel what Hunter Biden's laptop said. So does Hunter Biden somehow or another fit into the document scandal? And to that I say maybe, and I say maybe for a couple of reasons. Now that we know about the documents in the garage at the house and the fact that Hunter was driving the Corvette around, we've seen pictures of it, right?
Right.
And the documents were in that those boxes right beside the rear end of the Corvette, correct?
Right.
You can't tell me with a surety that he didn't get in there, see what was going on, and try to make money off the deal, because Hunter was all about trying to make money.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. That's, I think that encapsulates it. He was all about making money. It's all about making deals. It's all about being the son of the vice president at that time of the United States of America, and getting on these boards. Gee whiz, Captain, can we get on some boards like that where they pay you $50,000 a month? I'm wondering.
Or $2 million a year or whatever, yeah.
Well, exactly. And, of course, why was he given these plum jobs, and I guess you call them no-show jobs to a great degree, and that's because they wanted access to the big guy. In other words, so all this is going to start coming out in these investigations. We'll have a lot more hard evidence to look at. But the reason why there are even investigations going on is because you have the opportunity, you have the proximity, you have motivations that play into this. And so I think we're going to learn a lot more. But Hunter Biden himself and this crazy laptop thing and all the stuff that he was into and even talking about the big guy, put all that together and you've got a reason to investigate.
Well, we heard Senator Ted Cruz yesterday say that the FBI needs to go to where Hunter Biden's living and search the residence.
Yeah, and if anything, they would simply want to, the Bidens themselves would want to clear, you know, the air about these things. You've got politicians right now scrambling to make sure they don't have any classified documents. To a great degree,
the shredders are busy, aren't they?
Well, no kidding. And to a great degree, even Mike Pence is trying to get ahead of this whole thing. He actually spoke the words, I take full responsibility, recently in an interview about the documents that were found in his Indiana home. So this is something that politicians realize this can be very viewed very, very seriously. So the Bidens ought to be trying to clear the air as fast as they can.
Now, after the March for Life, a group of students were accosted, berated, and kicked out of the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum, which is a federal institution, for wearing for wearing hats with a pro-life Christian message, Rosary Pro-Life. Museum staff and security people shouted expletives at them and insulted the kids and forced them to leave. By the way, this is something the federal government cannot do for that reason. I did say this is a federal institution, did I not?
Well, of course, yes. I've been to the Air and Space Museum there at the Smithsonian, and it's very troubling to think that federal employees that are staffing that would react in this way to young people. People have a right to wear a hat that says what they want to say, and I suppose out in the big world somebody might yell at you, but if it's in this proximity or in this situation, I should say, it does. It's very bad. The ACLJ is all over this thing, by the way.
Well, Judicial Watch has also picked up on this. And by the way, it's one of the most appalling abuses that's been seen, blatant unconstitutional discrimination and a violation of the First Amendment. Now, these students were humiliated by their government for their faith and pro-life views. And the ACLJ, of course, as you said, is fighting back, preparing to take legal action against the federal government, representing several of these children. Pro-life speech cannot be banned. And again, Judicial Watch was a group that reported this.
Well, that's right. This kind of falls under the idea, it's called the reservation mentality. It's that, okay, you can be a Catholic all you want. You can have religious faith all you want, but you need to keep it only within the confines of the church. If you come outside the church and you have a cap on that says Rosary Pro-Life and you step foot out there, well, then you're fair game and we can come against you and we'll do all kinds of stuff. And that's not the country that we're supposed to be living in, Captain.
Now, have you heard about the TV ads coming to the Super Bowl called He Gets Us? They're going to be running a bunch of religious ads during the Super Bowl?
Yes, I have heard about this. Yeah, it's a $100 million campaign, evidently.
Well, the lead with Jake Tapper on CNN investigated the current prominent He Gets Us TV ads promoting Jesus in terms meant to please the centrist and liberals. Comically, CNN presented this largely as a right-wing conspiracy with their fill-in host Pamela Brown over the air on the weekend. Now, she said, and I quote, "If you're planning to watch the upcoming Super Bowl, you'll likely see a few ads about Jesus." CNN's Tom Foreman looks into the He Gets Us campaign and why some of us are calling this a PR stunt for right-wing politics. Notice she used the word some, which is a usual phrase for some of the left-wing hacks.
Well, right. And, of course, the idea, millions upon millions and millions, billions of people will be watching the Super Bowl. So if you have some ads there that are there to introduce or promote Jesus Christ, you're going to get a lot of pushback from the left. It's just that simple.
Well, we'll see what happens, because there is going to be some, and the ads will be there, and we'll just go from there. And, of course, CNN's reporting about it, so you know that they've already got their slant going. All right, let's see. I hear the music in my ear. That means you got to take a break. And, folks, when we come back, Kyle Warren and I will be talking about a Republican, another Republican, who's come forward in the defense of Ilhan Omar to keep her on the Intel Committee. You've got to be kidding me, right? You've got to be kidding me. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Pakistani hospital spokesman says the death toll from the previous day's suicide bombing at a mosque in the northwestern city of Peshawar has risen to 83. Mohammed Asim, the spokesperson, says more bodies were retrieved from the rubble at the mosque overnight and early on Tuesday, and several of those critically injured died at the hospital. Bilal Faizi, the chief rescue official, said rescue teams are still carefully removing the rubble at the side of the mosque, located inside a police compound in a high-security zone of the city, as more people are believed trapped inside after the roof caved in from the explosion. He said the bombing also wounded more than 150 people. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israel and the Palestinians on Monday to ease tensions following a spike in violence that has put the region on edge. The bloodshed has alarmed the Biden administration as it attempts to find common ground with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new right-wing government. I'm Blue Flores, USA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
And I am hungry. Kyle may be hungry. With that. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Now, folks, MyPillow has a brand new website, MyPillow 2.0. You still get to it the same way, MyPillow.com. But wait till you get over there. You know those buy one, get ones you used to have? First thing you're going to see, buy one, get one. Matter of fact, it's going to be on the pillow that's so popular. And the great thing about it is you're going to be able to save a bunch of money. So, MyPillow 2.0 is online. Get on over there, take a look, and see all the different things he has. Again, buy one, get one on the MyPillow pillows, the most popular pillows around. And he's made a little adaptation to them to make them a little bit better, which is always good. Better is always good. And, of course, he's also got a lot of other things in there that he's added, because now that he's gotten rid of some of the older products in there, he's got some brand new stuff to sell you. So take a look at the website, MyPillow.com. Go to the radio listener specials page that's there. Click on that box to get in there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. Now, if you want to call somebody up and ask some questions, you can do that too. Talk to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. to find out more about these great radio specials, and I'll explain it to you. But again, the buy one, get one on the pillows is back. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, phone number 800-641-5459. So, there you go. What do you think about that, Kyle? Buy one, get one's back.
That's great. The BOGO. I love it.
The BOGO, the BOGO, BOGO, BOGO. Yeah, you're right. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Let's see. See, now you got me doing it. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Oh, that was, what was that? Barbara Ann. That was the name of that song.
That's Barbara Ann, yeah.
Okay. I knew I was thinking of something there. Okay, well, Ken Buck, a Republican from Colorado, who I believe is part of that Freedom Caucus, of all things, has come to the defense of Ilhan Omar. And, I mean, he's vowed to oppose her removal from the Intel Committee. Are you kidding me? If anybody shouldn't be on the Intel Committee, she's one of them.
Well, I agree. He's joining up with other Republican representatives, Nancy Mace of South Carolina, Victoria Sparks of Indiana. And you're right, Captain. Ilhan Omar has just simply demonstrated that she shouldn't be within a light year of the U.S. Intelligence Committee. You know, she has a lot, all her own problems, the things that she said and so forth. This is just problematic for trying to conduct the business of the Intelligence Committee or the United States Congress, for that matter. And it just goes to show what I've been saying all along. I don't think she came to Washington to do Congress stuff. I just think she has some kind of agenda, and that doesn't benefit us as a country.
Right. Now, Project Veritas and their founder, James O'Keefe, announced through Judicial Watch that they've received 11 pages of heavily redacted records from the U.S. Department of Justice concerning communications of the New York Times to officials in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, which showed the Times was tipping off information about what they knew about the November 6, 2021 insurrection at the nation's capital, as the FBI raided the homes of Project Veritas founder, CEO James O'Keefe, and then the Project Veritas journalist as well. Isn't that something?
Well, that is something. Yeah, and you're right. The idea, the Times was tipped off, evidently, about the raid that happened on November 26th, 2021. And it raises the specter, Captain, again, of any kind of coordination between the Department of Justice and even Roger Stone. Evidently, didn't they have the CNN cameras rolling at that moment when all that was going to happen and so forth? So the idea that there's coordination in that regard should raise the alarm bells for all Americans. If you're able to find out information, broadcast it in the grand tradition of investigative journalism, you know, watch out. You're going to get raided.
Now, for many of the people that were paying attention to the news at the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour, there was a story in there about COVID ending, the declaration of the emergency, and the money, too. It's going to be May 11th when it's a double whammy that's coming. The money will no longer be given out to the people that have been relying on it to continue their lifestyle or whatever's going on. That's number one. And number two, it'll no longer be a COVID emergency, so guess what? Everything goes back to normal, theoretically, although there are some states that want to supersede that and say, oh, no, we still have an emergency. We still have to have masks. We have to this. We have to that. And I believe one of them could be your state.
Well, right. Yeah, I would certainly hope that somebody, please tell Gavin Newsom that the emergency is ending, and hopefully he'll give up the emergency powers. See, that's the best part about COVID for the liberal left, Captain, is the idea that you have emergency powers. You don't have to answer to anybody. You can sort of make it up as you go along. And I understand the idea of public health crisis and so forth. I'm not knocking the idea of trying to keep people safe, but I am knocking the idea that you have a bunch of politicians who say, oh, boy, now now we've got our chance. We can do what we want to do. But of course, you know, we'll see how it pans out. I guess the only other question, while we're sort of on a funny tilt here, and that is, what are they going to do when the election comes around? What's going to happen then? What are they going to look to then?
You tell me. We'll both know.
Right.
Now, before we go to break and we do the weather prognostication for the truckers and the highway and byway report, a Ukrainian deputy defense minister said on January 25th that Russian forces are intensifying their attacks near Bakhmut in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine and warned that Moscow had a superior number of soldiers and weapons in what's become the hotspot in the 11-month-old invasion. Now, we're hearing this not only from Radio Free Europe, but also Radio Liberty. They have people in the area. They've been broadcasting this out, warning people to get out of the area because they're about to be overrun. Again, Ukraine has asked for aircraft. Ukraine has asked for tanks. You said to me, well, they're getting the tanks. We're shipping them from the United States over there. But the only problem with that, Kyle, is what we're shipping from the United States is not going to the Ukraine, because we couldn't get anywhere near there with a shipload of tanks without having it sunk, because believe me, Russia would sink anything going into any one of those ports if they could get to it. So the tanks are going into Europe to replace the ones that they've already shipped via train and or big-time plane or whatever. You are aware of that, right?
Well, right, but of course, the big question is the aircraft. Now, President Biden has basically ruled out sending F-16s at this point. France and Poland, though, look like they're going to be a little bit more willing to think about sending aircraft, basically. So that's going to be one of the key factors here. And yes, we saw there's a lot of Bradley fighting vehicles that are taken off from South Carolina. I suppose those are the ones that will replace the others at some point.
Well, yeah, because, again, we are not going to take a ship and load it with a bunch of tanks or anything at all that could be contrived to be military and send it anywhere near Ukraine. It would be running the risk, absolutely, of having it sunk right there in front of everybody on shore. And believe me, the Russians would do it.
Well, I'm sure that they would. And wouldn't that, Captain, be the trigger? I mean, if they sink a ship with our stuff on it or our people on it, that would be war at that point. I don't see how it couldn't be.
Yeah, and I'm going to say good morning to Jeff in Sarasota. He says it's 67 degrees and wonderful in beautiful Sarasota. And by the way, I'll be down there Thursday for Have Lunch for the Captain at Mixon's Roadside Cafe, so I'll be down there Thursday. Today I'll be up at the Mission Barbecue, so I get around, right?
Well, that's right. And that's another Beach Boys song right there. I get around.
I think we have that somewhere. Yeah, I think we have that somewhere. All right, well, when we come back, we're going to get to the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, but when we hit the news again, I'm just going to tee this up so it's there. Donald Trump, the prosecutors, the Manhattan prosecutors, will start presenting their case to the grand jury in New York City against Donald Trump. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Mississippi in the middle of the dry spell.
goodness, a lot of miles, and we haven't played that in a while, Black Velvet, and I'll tell you what, that has been in the past on several nights when I played it, the most requested song. People want us to play it again. Kyle, what do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great track, and of course, very poignant now, of course, in the immediate aftermath of the death of Lisa Marie Presley. So, because that song is all about her father, Elvis. That's right.
Yes, it is, and as a matter of fact, I believe Lisa Marie Presley at a concert somewhere with Alana Miles sang that song together.
Oh, no kidding. Well, yeah. I did not know that. Well, yeah, that's amazing. Yeah,
yeah. I read that somewhere. Now, we've got an extensive, folks, and a very dangerous ice storm coming across the central part of the U.S. A glancing blow of Arctic air has mixed with a surge of moisture and setting off a stage here for some really bad icing tonight. And I mean to tell you, we've got extreme icing going on across parts of Arkansas tonight, the central part, Little Rock, if you're on I-30, if you're on I-40, if you're headed over towards the river, Memphis, Tennessee, you're going to be in ice over there. There's also some ice in the northwestern corner of Mississippi coming up, and Louisiana coming up down below. And then we've got some tremendous areas of fog tonight, dense fog. But this icing is going to really be dangerous, especially going over the bridges on the rivers. I mean, that's where if you wiggle a trailer or a truck, you're going to lose it right there in the middle of the bridge. And there's not too much you can do about it except go slow, be careful. And if you're coming down one of those ramps, especially one that's got some elevation to it, going down, coming up, you're going to want to be very careful because you might not be able to get down or off the ramp and get stopped. And this is where I've watched so many rookie drivers over the years not understand what's going on, and they get out there and they just pile right into each other.
That's exactly right. That's terrible.
So you take it away out west, and I got plenty to talk about to the east, and it's freezing cold up north, still below zero. Go for it.
Well, we've got some pretty cold temperatures to tell you about in the west as well tonight, Captain. We're going to start in Southern California, and as Hall & Oates saying, say it isn't so. After this latest storm has gone out of the area, Captain, here in Southern California, the rain, we're now going to get those Santa Ana winds coming back, and we're going to have big gusts of wind, we understand, over about the next, through about 6 p.m. Tuesday local time. So if you're going to be trucking through this area, especially if you're up in the Santa Clarita area, north of Los Angeles, and by the way, the Grapevine could also get some snow, we understand, you want to be very careful as you're coming into this area. We've got freeze warnings in the Central Valley tonight. We've got freeze warnings in the San Jose, San Francisco, the Bay Area. And let me tell you about this. Donner Pass, right now, Captain, it's -8 degrees, but it feels like -7. So you've got that going for you if you're traveling through an I-80 right there. But if you're going the opposite direction into Nevada, you're also going to have some pretty chilly temperatures. Dangerous mountain wind chills and bitter cold temperatures are going to be in that region as you head up I-80, especially as you head out towards Elko. We've got wind chill warnings all up the 15 freeway in, the 15 interstate in Utah up through to Salt Lake City and then up into Idaho Falls area, southern Idaho, continues up through Bozeman, Montana. We've also got wind chills in central Wyoming down towards Cheyenne and Laramie. And winter weather advisory coming out of Denver across I-70 if you're heading west, and wind chills if you're heading east. More next hour. Be careful out there.
Well, being careful is the understatement of the year, I think. What do you think the temperature is in Minneapolis, St. Paul right now?
I don't know. It's got to be super cold. I bet you it's really cold. It's maybe, -5, -6.
7 below zero with the wind chill making it feel like it's 22 below zero right now. All across I-94, I-90, I-35 coming up out of Iowa, you're driving into below zero weather. North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska. The western part of Kansas, Wisconsin, the upper peninsula of Michigan, all of that is all below zero tonight. So, my God, you need to have your fuel You don't even think about that. Well, we'll get it taken care of when we get to Indianapolis. Oh, no, you won't. You better start before you get to Atlanta, adding the additive to the fuel and making sure when you stop for the next series of fuel that you put more additive in. And do not let your tanks go down below half full. Do not let it happen, or you're asking to freeze up. You know that, right, Kyle?
Well, that's right, because you get all the
even with the heated tanks, because you're asking for it to freeze up, because it'll put condensation in there, get some water in your fuel. The next thing you know, here you go, you got that problem. So there you go. Now, snow. You want snow? I got snow. Where do you want me to start with the snow? How about lake effect snow? Yep, got it. from Rochester east over towards Syracuse, north to Syracuse, over into the Utica, Herkimer area, on up to Watertown, New York. We got plenty of snow. Now, coming across West Virginia and into Kentucky, the southern part of Indiana, southern part of Illinois, and western part of Tennessee and Arkansas and Oklahoma, and a lot of Texas, the winter storm warning, you got snow. You see all that red down there?
Yep.
What do you think?
Well, it's a lot.
What do you think? Right. Yeah, and 4 to 6 inches of snow through that area is enough to paralyze the whole area. It really is. Now, let's move over to the east, because the lower part of Louisiana, we've got a mixture of rain and fog and drizzle. And then we pick up dense fog, lots and lots and lots of dense fog coming across out of Louisiana and Mississippi, about halfway up both those states, over into Georgia, over into Alabama, the northern part of Florida, all the way to Jacksonville, I-10. You're going to have pea soup fog conditions all the way over to Mobile, Pensacola, New Orleans, and beyond. And you're going to have it up north. All of Georgia's fogged in tonight, most of South Carolina, most of Virginia and North Carolina, and some of the air flights out there might be canceled because of this, so you want to check ahead at the airport first. All right, we'll be right back. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.